Ciao a tutti, amiche e amici di Radio Fuoricampo. Oggi cambio un po' stile rispetto al solito beat o rock e mi dedico ad uno stile a parte degli anni 60, quello dei cantautori americani. L'argomento è incredibilmente vasto, forse ancor più del rock con le sue numerosissime band, e per di più la mia conoscenza è molto limitata, così come il tempo a disposizione. Per cui vi propongo una piccola selezione di canzoni di alcuni dei miei cantautori preferiti. Cominciamo da Robert Allen Zimmerman, in arte Bob Dylan, probabilmente il più famoso di tutti. Sicuramente uno dei pionieri del songwriting americano e dotato di un talento sconfinato. Già solo per fare una piccola sintesi della sua storia e raccontare tutta l'importanza che ha avuto nella musica moderna ci vorrebbero ore. Dagli inizi folk, l'impegno sociale, il sodalizio con Joan Baez, gli stili musicali, gli innumerevoli album, le infinite cover delle sue canzoni ed i riconoscimenti avuti, tra cui il premio Nobel per la letteratura. Nel 1964 uscì The Times They Are A-Changing, uno degli album più classici di Dylan, arrangiamento super essenziale, chitarra armonica e voce non sempre gradevole, ma sicuramente espressiva, a far risaltare la melodia e soprattutto il testo polemico ed espressione di una società a suo dire bisognosa di cambiamenti profondi. La canzone che dà il titolo all'album è The Times There Are A Changing. Come gather around people wherever you roam and admit that the waters around you have grown and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming, 'cause the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
Uno dei principali gruppi fan di Dylan sono stati i Byrds.
che oltre alla loro carriera originale si sono dedicati assiduamente a diffondere le sue canzoni, interpretate nel loro più classico stile folk psichedelico. Uno degli esempi più belli di questo connubio è My Back Pages.
Fire and flaming road, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, proud neath heated brow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Half right prejudice leap for ripped out. Scream lies that life is black and white, spoke from my skull. I dream romantic flanks of musketeers, foundation deep somehow. Oh, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. In a soldier's stance, I so much older than I'm younger than that now. Deceived me into thinking I had something to protect. Good and bad, I defined these terms quite clear, no doubt, somehow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Chiudiamo l'argomento Bob Dylan con quella che è forse la cover più conosciuta, sicuramente anche più dell'originale, almeno al di fuori del circuito folk, e di certo per gli appassionati di rock sporco e di grandi chitarristi. Qui infatti si parla di Jimi Hendrix, che nel 1968, appena pochi mesi dopo l'uscita dell'originale, reinterpreta All Along the Watchtower nel suo stile completamente differente.
Must be some kind of way out of here, say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level. Nobody of it is worth. Hey. No reason to get excited.
is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey!
Passiamo ad un altro cantautore, questa volta canadese, che ha indubbiamente fatto la storia della musica d'autore, Leonard Cohen. Come Dylan, ma ancora di più, Leonard era più letterato che musicista, tant'è che la sua carriera artistica era all'inizio più orientata sulla scrittura di poesie che non di canzoni. Ben presto si rese però conto che la sua voce profonda e sentimentale poteva arricchire enormemente i suoi testi e conferirgli un'espressività senza eguali. Un esempio è senza dubbio il suo primo grande successo del 1966, Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China, and just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, "All men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. but he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. You want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Fin da bambino sono sempre stato un fan incondizionato del duo più famoso della storia della musica, Simon & Garfunkel. Coetanei, cominciarono a suonare insieme già da ragazzini con ridotte fortune, per poi diventare più prolifici e conoscere un successo enorme nella seconda metà degli anni 60. Alcune incomprensioni e visioni diverse li fecero separare artisticamente, ma in realtà i due non si persero mai completamente di vista, tant'è che nel corso dei decenni successivi si esibirono insieme in alcuni concerti, famosissimo quello del 1981 in Central Park, e anche in qualche sporadica registrazione. Una delle loro canzoni più intime, The Boxer.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, wet and scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. By-la-la-la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. La 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 la
winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me, bleeding me. Stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. La la la, la 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 la.
All'interno del duo, Paul Simon era l'autore della maggior parte delle canzoni e tipicamente anche arrangiatore, musicista e spesso pure cantante principale, mentre Art Garfunkel apparentemente si limitava ai cori e seconde voci ed era a volte ritenuto dal pubblico semplicemente la spalla di Paul. Detto che tra i due il genio musicale e compositivo è sicuramente Simon, è chiaro che senza la voce magnifica di Garfunkel le canzoni non sarebbero state le stesse. Se volete un esempio, ecco Bridge Over Troubled Water, dove Art ci fa capire cosa vuol dire cantare meravigliosamente bene.
I'm on your side, oh. silver girl. Sail on by, your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Nel 1971, Donald McLean, giovane cantautore statunitense, fin lì di scarso successo, scrisse un pezzo in parte autobiografico, ma con alcuni riferimenti all'evoluzione e ad eventi della storia musicale americana. In particolare The Day the Music Died, l'incidente aereo in cui morirono Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens e The Big Bopper nel 1959. La canzone, forte di un ritmo incalzante, un testo non chiarissimo ma coinvolgente ed in generale un arrangiamento più che azzeccato, conobbe un successo immediato ed enorme, nonostante la lunghezza inusuale per una super hit. Nei decenni successivi la popolarità non solo non decrebbe, ma fu anzi rilanciata da alcune cover come quella di Madonna del 2000. Vi lascio quindi con la versione originale di American Pie. Ciao e alla prossima.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. The day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing by. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.